I'm Frederick Reamer, host of This I Believe Rhode Island. Sadly, the news continues to provide all of us with a steady diet of ugly stories about racism in America, a nagging challenge that persists in far too many corners of our world. Recently, I came across a statement by Rosa Parks, the civil rights activist who refused to give up her bus seat nearly 60 years ago in Montgomery, Alabama. "Racism is still with us," Parks said. "But it is up to us to prepare our children for what they have to meet, and hopefully we shall overcome." And we hear echoes of these sentiments more than a half century later from 17-year-old Alana Barham.
In the sixth grade, slavery was the main focus of our history course for the second quarter of the school year. Approximately a week into it, my humanities teacher introduced our class of 16 students to the Emmett Till case. Mr. Till was a 14-year-old African-American boy who had allegedly been seen flirting with a white woman. Shortly after this accusation, Emmett was maliciously tortured and beaten to death. His mother chose an open casket for his funeral, which hundreds of people attended. Two men were charged with the murder, however, neither was convicted. Mr. O'Driscoll, my teacher, showed us compelling and shocking images from Emmett Till's Requiem. Some students and parents thought it inappropriate to show such photographs and have an open discussion on the topic to young teenagers. I strongly disagree. That 12-year-old sixth grader was pulled into such a harsh reality that shaped her perception of the world to this day. And now here I am, accepting the skin I see as a mere physical quality that complements beauty, challenging racist comments shot out by people worldwide. I needed to see those graphic pictures. I believe that all teens need to be aware of exactly what took place in Mississippi in 1955 when Emmett Till was brutally murdered. I also believe that, as a nation, we need to crawl out of this inside-of-the-box way of thinking and speak out boldly. The United States is indescribably wonderful in countless ways, but we must acknowledge honestly that part of its foundation was built on racism and destruction of a beautiful culture. A culture that, over the years, has been enslaved, defaced, deformed, disfigured, and mutilated. Sadly, too often, American history books gloss over these gruesome details. I beg for change. I believe in the power of honest textbooks, graphic images, and rich, candid conversations about the actuality of what had happened. That's what we need for our nation to heal and move forward. I am part of the next generation. Change is imminent, but racism is still part of my life, which is not, never has been, and never will be okay. I believe in the power to eliminate prejudice and cruelty, one textbook, one photograph, and one conversation at a time.
Alana Barham is a lifelong Rhode Islander and a junior at the Providence Country Day School. She reports that she loves physics as much as art and is passionate about painting and running. To offer your own essay or to listen to previous segments, we invite you to visit the This I Believe Rhode Island page of our website, ripr.org. For Rhode Island Public Radio, this is Frederick Reamer.